According to several reports, a long-running tribal dispute erupted over the weekend when at least six people were murdered on their way home from a ceremony in Hela province. Teddy Augui, the chief police inspector for the province, told PNG's Post Courier that relatives of those killed then retaliated. At least 15 women and children were killed in a pre-dawn raid on Karida village. Two of the women were pregnant. The children were as young as 1 year old. Philip Pamua, the officer in charge of the local health center, was in the village when the attack occurred. He said he ran and hid in the bush after hearing gunfire. When he returned, he found bodies chopped into pieces. Asked if this was the worst attack his village has ever seen, Pamua told The Guardian, "It's the worst, the very worst, in the history of this country." PNG's new prime minister, James Marape, said it was one of the saddest days of his life and warned the killers, "I am coming for you." Marape, who represents the district in parliament, said he'd been requesting more police for Hela for years and asked how a force of 60 officers could police a province of 400,000. Ahmad Halak, who heads the mission of the International Committee of the Red Cross in PNG, told Australia's ABC that an influx of high-powered weapons is also to blame. Casualties were limited when tribes fought with bows and arrows and spears, he said. With the presence of modern weapons, we are seeing humanitarian consequences very similar to Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.